Welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. By the way, coming up tomorrow on our program, we'll mark the first anniversary of the tragic shootings at the Capital Gazette newsroom in Annapolis. Killed five of the paper's staffers. Maria Hyacin joins me. She is the wife of one of those staffers, Rob Hyacin. He was one of the journalists who was killed that day. We'll talk about a novel and a collection of essays by Rob that have just been published under Maria's supervision. That's coming up tomorrow on Midday. If you're just joining us today, it's Midday on the Arts, and we are delighted to have in our studio now the legendary blues musician and storyteller Guy Davis. He's also an author, a playwright, a teacher, and an actor in films and TV and even on Broadway. He has returned to the Common Ground on the Hill Festival, which got underway earlier this week, and the festival's founder and executive director, Walt Michael, joins us as well. Good to see you guys. Welcome back.
Good to be here.
Hey, good afternoon.
And Guy, it's good to have you back. It's been a couple of years, so welcome back. Back to Baltimore and welcome back to Common Ground. Common Ground is something that is a festival you've had a long, long association with.
Yeah, it's not the festival per se. In fact, I don't know if I'll be in this year's festival, but it is the experience of teaching each week. And that's something I've been doing. It was 25 years ago.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because there's 3 weeks of workshops and classes and stuff. Yeah.
And concerts.
Yeah. And then there's a big festival day, which this year, Walt, is July 13th.
July 13th.
Yeah, so just in about in about 3 weeks. Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you've been kind enough once again to bring your guitar, and we'd just be so delighted if you'd sing us a tune.
Okay, I think I'll sing you a song that I wrote, and I serenaded some of the staffers in the cafeteria the other day because it's about food. It's called The Chocolate Man. Gather round, the chocolate man done come to town. I'm the chocolate man, I'm the chocolate man. I got chocolate kisses, get them from me while you can. If you like my chocolate, I don't mind. You could eat my bonbons two at a time. I'm the chocolate man, I'm the chocolate man. I got chocolate kisses, get them from me while you can. I wear chocolate stockings, chocolate shoes. Open up the paper, read the chocolate news, cause I'm the chocolate man. I'm the chocolate man. I got chocolate kisses, get them from me while you can. Look at those bonbons. Up north and let them slide down south, cause I'm the chocolate man. I'm the chocolate man. You can sing it with me at home. Got chocolate kisses, get them from me while you can. You can lick it off your finger, you can roll it on your tongue. Everybody's glad when they see me come. I'm the chocolate man. I'm the chocolate man. Got chocolate kisses, get them from me while you can. Chocolate stockings, chocolate shoes. Open up the paper, read the chocolate news. I'm the chocolate man. I'm the chocolate man. I got chocolate kisses, get them from me while you can.
Making me hungry, Guy.
Well, just pass those bonbons down.
Pass the bonbons. You know, put them in your mouth, let them head south. That's great. Guy Davis playing for us here in Studio A. And Walt Michael, so there are a bunch of different dimensions to the Common Ground Festival.
A lot,
you call them Traditions Week. So tell us first of all about the educational, the workshop part of the festival.
So we have three we have 3 weeks, separate weeks of traditions weeks, and they're thematic, but they include music, art, dance, film, etc., all roots-based, and you can enroll for 5 days. It's sort of like enrolling in college, 5 periods a day, and then there are art lectures and dances and concerts and keynote speeches, 3 separate weeks. And in between the 2 weeks, we have a thing called Common Ground on the Town, which is free music in the streets of Westminster. And then at the end of the 3rd week, we have the Common Ground on the Hill Roots Music and Arts Festival, 4 stages at the Carroll County Farm Museum.
And that's all one day. That's one day. Saturday. So it starts at like 10 in the morning, something like that, and then goes until whenever.
9 o'clock at night.
Yeah. And the act that's your headlining act this year at that festival on the 13th of July is Tim O'Brien.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, Tim O'Brien is known in the bluegrass and Americana world. He's just a great songwriter, singer, band leader, and he'll have his full band with him. He's won a number of Grammys, and for my money, he's the most articulate of the bluegrass world. He sings about the whole world. Mm-hmm. And we'll also have a band called Che Apalache, which is a Latin-based bluegrass band, if you can imagine that. They're just fantastic. Shelly Enzer, I mean, it's a long list of great performers.
Yeah, a little fusion going on there. That's great. And Guy Davis, you have very famous parents that a lot of folks know about. You know, Ozzie Davis and Ruby Dee, among the very first African-Americans to, you know, have a high media profile on television and in the media. And, of course, great activists in the civil rights movement. How has that upbringing, informed the kind of work that you've done as an actor and as a singer and a storyteller?
Got to let you know that my folks were very much into culture, very much into literature, into books, into sharing and caring, and they would have loved this place. They never got to come down to Common Ground, but this basically was the world they were talking about me living in. I get to come down here and we nicknamed Walt's camp because he started it up. But Walt, like my folks, was not just a teacher or an administrator. He's also an artist. The man's playing hammered dulcimer. The man's playing guitar. He walks in on the classes, and sometimes when I can, I try to grab him and put a guitar in his hand so that he can remember to be a musician here. And he is.
In addition to the principal.
Yeah, right. But what happens
of the school. Right.
What happens in the camp that my parents would highly approve of is the fact that everybody's got a voice, not just for singing, but for asking questions, for talking things over. It's kid-friendly. And heck, you know, these kids coming here now, Walt, man, 20 years, they're going to be my audience. They're going to, like, wheel me out on the stage, but by gosh, I remember them from Common Ground. And Ozzie and Ruby, my folks, would have highly approved of this place.
Oh, I bet they would. Can you sing us another tune?
I'd like to. This song comes from, a work gang, or what would I say, a chain gang kind of song about a fellow who escapes. And I first heard a variation of this back at a camp run by Pete Seeger's brother. Oh, yeah, and Pete came and to the camp and performed. And it's about this convict. He's got like a pair of shoes that has a heel in the front and the back so that when he leaves the shoe print, they can't tell what direction he's running. Long gone Riley Brown. I want to tell you a story about Riley Brown. It was a moonshine maker from outside town. Sheriff went to get him and he drawed his gun. That's when Riley began to run. He long gone. He long gone. Like a turkey through the cone. With his long clothes on. He long gone. He long gone. Had a special pair of shoes that he kept in a sack. Had a heel in the front and a heel in the back. Riley took off when he heard the hounds coming. Couldn't tell which way Riley was running. He long gone. He long gone. Like a turkey through the cone. With his long clothes on. He long gone. tree long. You ought have seen old Riley, sure could run. Outran the bullets from the sheriff's gun. Ran through fire, ran through ice, ran across the water like Jesus Christ. He's long gone. He's long gone. Like a turkey through the cone. With his long clothes on. He's long gone. He's long gone. Sheriff caught Riley, throwed him in jail, took away his money so he couldn't make bail. Townsfolk hollered when they found out that the jail tipped over and Riley walked out. He long gone. He long gone. Like a turkey through the cone. With his long clothes on. He long gone. He long gone. Riley died when he got old, but let me tell you a story ain't never been told. 10,000 biscuits in each hand, sopped his way to the promised land. He long gone, he long gone, like a turkey through the cone. With his long clothes on, he's long gone, he's long gone. Riley went to heaven with a bottle of gin. He banged on the gate, but he couldn't get in. St. Peter called out, "Is that Riley Brown? No more room, you got to go back down. He's long gone, he's long gone. Like a turkey through the cone. With his long clothes on. He's long gone. He long gone. He long gone. He long gone.
Long gone, Riley Brown, sung for us by the great Guy Davis here in Studio A. Thank you, man. That's a great tune. That is just such a great tune. Even St. Peter can't keep him in heaven. He's long gone from heaven.
Well, thanks for letting me do that. One of the musicians who I tell about when I'm teaching harmonica is Sonny Terry, and that's his style of playing that I sort of stole, but of course it took me 25 years to steal it, so yeah, I've already done the time.
Yeah, stealing with a lot of work and a lot of practice. Yeah. We are, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, streaming our conversation and little musical performance here on the WIPR Facebook page. You are welcome to join us there. You can also give us a call if you have a question for Guy Davis or for Walt Michael of Common Ground on the Hill, 410-662-8780, or on our email address, midday@wipr.org. So, Walt, tradition of, you know, the guy's talking about, you know, what he learns from Sonny Terry. Mm-hmm. It's an oral tradition. It's passed down because you listen to recordings, you meet people, you play, you jam, you hang out with each other, and then all of a sudden you pick up a lick here, a lick there, and you've got yourself an amalgamation that becomes a personal style.
I mean,
isn't that how it works?
That is exactly how it works. And, you know, now you can do so many of these things online, but the problem with doing things online is that there's no interaction. And what happens at places like Common Ground on the Hill is that you actually get to interact and respond. So it's a two-way conversation. And what we look for at Common Ground are these intersective points where cultures intersect. You know, the most sort of stark thing I could think of is Southern Appalachian clog dancing and the dancing of the Sankofa Dance Theater. And we did, a few years back, we did a thing called Afro-Latchian Dance, and the dancers found themselves doing the same steps.
And went, yeah, oh, from the African tradition and the Appalachian tradition. Yeah.
So we're so connected through these traditions that it becomes a good news thing, you know, that we actually do have these connective tissues among our cultures, and at a time like this when we're so, you know, devastatingly separate from one another in many, many ways, whether it be culturally or politically, we need these intersection points to sort of, you know, to profess our humanity with one another. That's what we do.
Yeah. I got an email guy from Duncan who says, that was a wonderful song. It made me happy. And, you know, that's sort of at the core of what the storytelling that you do is all about, isn't it? It's about provoking and making people think, and then ultimately, in many instances, making them happy.
Well, I think it's to let them know that happiness is within and it's okay to be that way. That's what I'm trying to let folks know.
Permission to be happy.
Yeah.
Well, it would make us very happy if you wouldn't mind doing another tune. Do you mind? That'd be great.
Absolutely happy to. That sound you just heard was me pulling my sister's retainer across the table. In it, I have affixed a harmonica.
And your sister's retainer.
Well, yeah, I couldn't lay claim to this thing. She didn't need it. She's got buck teeth. She doesn't need it. There's a song by Brownie McGhee, Walter Brownie McGhee. He separated from his wife, Ruth, and instead of hiring high-priced attorneys, they wrote a song together. And this is that song. It's called Walk On.
When we just don't get along, walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home.
Not sure if you heard me, I'm gonna say that one more time.
I got to keep on walking till I find my way back home.
They told me third time is a charm.
Keep on walking till I find my way back home.
The great Guy Davis playing for us here in Studio A. Thank you, sir. Always such a great pleasure to hear you play and have you here. Really appreciate it, man.
You're so welcome. Thanks for sharing me with your audience.
Indeed. And Guy, or Walt Michael, congratulations on another year of the festival. 22nd year?
This is the 22nd year of the festival and the 25th anniversary year of Common Ground on the Hill.
Isn't that terrific? That's terrific. Okay, so lots of events. Guy Davis, by the way, his latest CD, I think this is your latest one. Correct me if I'm wrong. Sonny and Brownie's Last Train, a look back at Brownie McGhee and Sonny Terry.
Yes.
Yeah. So catch that one if you can, and then catch Guy Davis tonight, 8 o'clock on the campus of McDaniel. Daniel College in Westminster. He will join the staff of the Common Grill on the Hill, Common Ground on the Hill Festival in a blues night. Common Ground on the Town up in Carroll County on July 6th. That's the Saturday after 4th of July. And then July 13th is the big day-long festival. And we've got a schedule, or a link to a complete schedule of all the concerts on our website, WIPR.org.
Still enrolling classes, too. If people want to sign up,
so you've got a couple more weeks of classes to go to.
Come on up.
Well, it's great to see you both. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of the festival.
Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
All right, after a quick break, theater critic J. Wynn Russick is going to come around. She'll have a review of the new production at Spotlighters Theater. We will be right back.
This is Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.